show of hands, who loves to dance? Now, who wishes they knew how to dance? Veronica is raising her hand.
So, I signed up for some lessons. Philip runs the Arthur Murray Dance Studios in Vancouver. He says people come in for a lot of different reasons. To be able to dance at a wedding, maybe to get some exercise, or just to have fun. And they're almost always embarrassed at first and afraid they'll make a fool of themselves.
When you come in for dance lessons, it's almost like you're asking for that. So it is a scary proposition for a lot of people. It's really just getting through those fears and making it through the door for that first lesson. And, you know, for the most part, the first lesson is the hardest. I mean, everything is foreign, everything is new. You know, from then on, there's a lot of similarities from one dance to the other. And so it just does become easier and easier, and you tend to pick things up quicker and quicker. Very similar to, learning a musical instrument. I don't know if you've ever tried that, but when you first start, it's very awkward and strange. And then you start picking things up faster and faster, and it becomes easier and easier. You know, some people come into, just really to build their self-confidence. A lot of couples often come in to enhance and improve their relationship. You know, and this may sound a little corny, but I feel like we don't really sell dance lessons. We sell an improvement of life. And then the dancing in the studio is just really a catalyst for that.
But let's get to the fun part. I had no idea what to expect. I ended up having a blast, and my teacher, Cody, was awesome.
You got the first lesson experience where we got warmed up on the dance floor. This really changes for anybody who comes in here. So anytime you have like a goal or something you want to work towards, or if you have no idea what you want to do, we take you on the floor. We show you a couple different dance styles that might fit your interest. And honestly, I think your experience today is that 100% rate of success.
How did I do? And you don't have to be gentle.
You did great. You did really, really good. Anyone who comes in, and that's usually why we start with the warm-up exercises, I get a really good feel for people's ability, right? And so you achieved everything you were supposed to achieve today.
Nice.
So you did great.
Hear that, kids?
I know it sounds crazy, but you really have to try it to kind of understand.
Right.
I think a lot of people feel like they have two left feet, and so they can never, ever do something like this. But I was the same way before I got started dancing, and now I teach it.
When you first go in, Valentine and Samantha will customize the lesson plan for you and let you know that you can dance.
When people first come in, yeah, it feels a little awkward, but usually in their first couple of lessons afterwards, the dances that they covered and the patterns that they covered, we keep it pretty easy in the beginning. Everyone's programs are personalized. It's pretty common that most people will pick anywhere from, I would say, 3 to 6 dances. Usually, I feel like our team here is pretty good at getting people to learn just a little bit of everything so that they could dance to any type of music.
Every time you learn something new, there's going to be that awkward stage, but the longer you do it, the faster that awkward stage goes away. I find that within a couple lessons, once we kind of understand moving ourselves and moving with a partner, that initial awkwardness of like dancing, it's this big formal stiff thing, kind of goes away though.
It's a lot of physical activity. It's a lot of meeting new people, but you make people happy.
Happy and make them have fun. There's a student that's been dancing with us for 15 years at this point, and she told the person that she was talking with, I told them, as soon as I'm not having fun, I'm done.
What a great story from Arthur Murray Dance Studios. You went to the one in Vancouver. I know there's one over in my neck of the woods on Beaverton Hillsdale Highway, too. I've never gone in, never had the guts.
It is so much fun. You could even do maybe like a Christmas gift, but you have to make sure that your partner actually wants to do it, and you aren't the one that wants to do it. They've had some horror stories of that.
That's a good point.
Men being drug in, kicking and screaming, look, honey, I got you a present.
No.
Yeah.